The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We begin Bezer Hashem, Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Hei. The Mishneh and Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph tells us a halacha, that even though Nochrim, even though the Gentiles worship the Har, it's not Osir Bano. The mountain itself is not Osir Bano. Even though they put their idols on top of it and worship it, the idols are Osir, but not the mountain itself. Either from the pasuk that the Tanakhama brings, from Leisachmeid Kesev Azov Aleim, only the Kesev and Azov, the idols that are on top of the mountains, not the mountain itself, or the pasuk that Rabbi Yisiak Lili brings, Eloheya Malehorim, only the Getchkes, only the idols on top of the mountains. The mountains themselves are not considered idols. The ones on top of the hills, but not the hills themselves. Rabbi Akiva adds in the Mishnah and says that a simon, if you wanted an identifying mark to know where there is an Avodah Zarah, where the Goyim have worshipped, Kalmakum Shatamaitse Har Gevoya. Any place that you find a tall mountain, v'givenesa, or a tall hill, v'eitz ranon, or leafy trees, da sheyesham avodizachachom. You have to assume if there's a tall, impressive mountain, or an impressive tree, you have to assume that this place was indeed worshipped by the goyim avodah zarah. Tosfos brings from the Yerushalmi in our perek, in the end of Halacha Hey, that asks the kasha. The Gemara later is mavur that even though there are certain things which are permissible for a hedyot, for a common person, a regular person to use, but they're still osur l'gvoya, to use in the Beis Hamikdash, to use for karbonos, are they going to be osur? Because for gvoya, to use in the Beis Hamikdash or for karbonos purposes, there is a higher standard. For example, the Gemara tells us later that even though you have a behemoth, an animal that was worshipped by the Goyim, even though a regular person, a hedyot, would be permissible to benefit from that animal, but it will be usher to bring as a carbon, it's usher l'gvoya. Similarly, the Gemara in Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph has a shaila and concludes, the Gemara concludes with the following psak, that if Goyim bow down to a har, they worship and bow down to a mountain. Avonov, its stones are mutter for a hedyot to use. But it is also livnes mizbeach mimena. But it's also to build a mizbeach from those stones. Because to gavoya, it's also, there's a higher standard for gavoya. If so, asks the Yerushalmi, how was David HaMelech able to choose Har HaMeiriyah to build the Beis HaMikdash? That was the place chosen by David HaMelech, which he bought from Aravna Yevusi, to build the Beis HaMikdash and Har HaMeiriyah. Presumably the Canaanim worshipped all the Harim, all of the mountains, as Rabbi Akiva indicated in the Mishnah, and even though for a hedyot it will be mutter, but for Gavoya it would be usher. So asks the Yerushalmi, how was David HaMelech able to build the Beis HaMechira and Har HaMeiriyah? The Yerushalmi answers, Al Pinavi Nivnasham. The Yerushalmi says that it was done based on the word of the Navi. What does that mean? Yerushalmi explains that David HaMelech was told by God HaNavi, as the Pasuk says, Vayal David Bidvar God Asher Diber B'Shem Hashem. God HaNavi came to David HaMelech and told him, based on Hashem, that it is permissible to build the Beis HaMikdash on this mountain. Asks many achreinim that we have a principle in the Gemara, a Novi Rashay Lechadish Dovra Meata, that a Novi is not allowed to come up with a new chiddush against a Torah law. Perhaps temporarily is mutter we find, but certainly not for long term. And if so, what does that mean that the Novi told David HaMelech it's permissible to build a Beis HaMikdash on top of Har HaMeiriyah? How could it be that the Navi should be mechadish such a thing? In truth, if we look at the Rishonim, the Ramban, which is brought in Daf Mevav Amud Aleph, and the Chiddush Yeran as well, the way they explain the Teretz Yerushalmi, it's mavur beautifully. Says the Ramban, What the Bishami means to answer is that it's Goli v'yodua l'vnei mi sh'omar v'ayah ha'olam sh'lo nevad. Really, what God Hanavi was telling David HaMelech is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me that this is a mountain that was not worshipped by the Canaanim. And as this one was not nevad at all. Even though Rabbi Kiva told us a principle that all Har Gavoya v'givenes of Eitz Raner has to be assumed that it was worshipped, here the Navi told David that this was an exception to the rule and this one was not nevad. If so, it's clear why it was then mutter to build the Beis HaMikdash Na'am Ariya, because this was a mountain that indeed was not worshipped. My Zayda the Chassam Seif in Shailas HaTshuvas in several places, in Arachayim Simen Reish Ches, in Yeredeya Simen Reish Lamed Gimel, and again in Reish Lamed Hey, brings a novel approach, a tremendous chiddush from his Rebbe, Hagoyin Rav Nosson Adler Zatzal. Based on the Medrash says in Bereishis, Vayares Hamokoy Meirachoyk, that Avram Avinu saw the place where he was going to Shecht Yitzchak, he saw it from afar. Says the Medrash, he saw that this place was a Mokum Emek. He saw that actually this was a valley, and it was not a har, it was not a mountain. Said Avram Avinu to himself, Ein Kvoidei Shel Melech Lishkoin Beemek. It's not proper, it's not covered for the Melech to dwell in an Emek, in a valley, a low place, and he davened that it should turn into a mountain. V'naseh ba'oisa hayoim har. And at that day, it turned into a mountain. The ground grew into a mountain. And that's the pshad asher yoyomer hayoim b'har Hashem yeroeh. When did it become a har Hashem? Hayoim. That day it became a har through the tefillah of Avraham Avinu. If so, this brings the Chassam Sofer, that in truth, all of the mountains indeed were worshipped, and Avodah Zarah were placed on them, even before Avraham Avinu. However, since Haram Iriya was not a mountain, Haram Iriya was an Emek, it was really a valley. Therefore, that was a place that no Avodah Zarah was placed on it. And only after Avraham Avinu's tefillah did it become a mountain. At that point, the Oretz was given, the land was given to Avraham Avinu, and you have the principle of Ein Adam Oisa Dover Sheina Shaloi. Once Avraham Avinu consecrated it and designated it for Gvoya, Shuvein Enesei De'achar. At that point, even if the Canaanim would have come along and put an Avodah Zarah on it and worshipped it, they were not able to make it Aser, because Avraham Avinu had already designated it for Gvoya. In a similar vein, the Meshech Chochme, Remei Simchin Parshas Vayera Perchov Beis Pasik Beis, says a similar teretz. That in truth, he says, before Avraham Avinu brought Yitzchak up as a korban on the mountain on Har Meriah, it was not the derech for the goyim to worship their avodah zarah on top of mountaintops. But once they saw Avraham Avinu carry out the tzivi of Hashem and brought Yitzchak, his son, as a korban to Hashem, they sort of then got this idea of their own that let us bring our own avodah zarah la'avdil on top of mountaintops. At that point, as we mentioned before, it was too late to render the mountain Asur, because Har Meriah, what is already consecrated and designated L'Gvoya from Avraham Avinu, because he knew, he foresaw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was wanted to rest his Shechina on that place when David HaMelech was designated to build the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore was not able to be Asur Ein Odom Asur Dover Sheni Shaloi. The other mountains, even though all of Eretz Yisrael was given to Avraham Avinu, those were different. As the Gemara tells us later on Nun Gimel Amid Beis, that after the Klal Yisrael deemed the Egel, after they worshipped the Egel, the golden calf, they themselves were Giludaitam. They revealed themselves that they are okay, they appreciate Avodah Zarah. And therefore the Horim and the Gvois that were worshipped by the non-Jews indeed became Aser. However, Avraham Avinu already designated Har Meriah and separated it from all other mountains. And therefore, even the Gilui Das of Klal Yisrael was not enough to overturn that Kedusha, that Hukdush, that designation by Avraham Avinu of Har Meriah. And that could be another pshat for what the Yerushalmi means, Alpi Navi Nivnesham. Because that was a mountain that was told David HaMelech was told by the Navi that that was a mountain that indeed was never a mountain that was worshipped by the Goyim of Avodah Zarah, but rather it was already consecrated by Avraham Avinu generations earlier.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.